What you gonna play now?
Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3.
Greetings, Funksters, and yes, we are off on yet another fun audio adventure exploring the funk music from the last 6 decades. I'm your guide, Bob Stolk, and I want to thank you for making KVSH and the Thank Goodness It's Funky show a part of your day. For this show, I'm going to be playing an assortment of tunes off of 4 different James Brown albums. Tunes that he recorded around 1969 or 70 with his backing bands at the time. A lot of the tunes you'll be hearing are instrumentals, which is a change. And you'll also hear more of Brown's joining his musicians on either organ or piano, and occasionally singing. I opened the show with a song called Use Your Mother, from Brown's 27th studio album titled Ain't It Funky. On it, Brown was backed by Nate Jones on drums, Jimmy Nolan and Alfonso Kellum on guitars, Charles Sorrell on bass, and Parker Ellis Wesley and Pinckney made up the bulk of the brass section. And, of course, there's a little bit of backstory about this tune. The instrumental track on this tune was originally recorded as the tune Goodness Sakes, Look at Those Cakes, which was headed for a release as a single until the tune I Don't Want Nobody to Give Me Nothing came along. As Brown was never a waste of good music, the original tune Goodness Sakes was later morphed into Use Your Mother. Sorry, I don't have an explanation about the weird song title, though. So, we're talking about 1969, which was an incredibly busy year for Brown, when he released 13 singles and 4 albums. Talk about hard working. The third album released that year was titled The Popcorn, which includes an interesting mix of funky instrumentals, as you will hear. For our first set, I will be playing 3 tunes from that album, In the Middle, Soul Pride, and A New Shift. And I don't know about you, but these are some funky jazz tunes, starting with In the Middle. And see if it doesn't remind you of the music from the movie Get Shorty. I wouldn't be surprised at all if the soundtrack composer John Lurie had listened to that James Brown album, like the rest of us. See what you think. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
This is the TGIF show here on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we're doing some deep diving in connection to some of the music James Brown produced during the years 1969 through 1971. The last set started with the tune In the Middle, which is off of the Popcorn album. And did you catch the difference in the style of bass playing? That's Alfonso Kellum, by the way. In the Middle was followed by the tune called Sudsy, a Brown Pee Wee Ellis tune. And the last tune was a truly funky cover of the tune The Chicken, which was written by the then band leader of the James Brown Review, Pee Wee Ellis. And the reason I say cover is probably because I've heard other jazz bands play this tune, and of course, not as funky. And those are great bass lines from Alfonso Kellum, don't you think? And for those cuts, the James Brown Review included Clyde Stubblefield on drums, Jimmy Nolan on guitar, Alfonso Kellum on bass, which is a bit different for him as he usually was on the guitar. And the horn section was then supported by Fred Wesley, Maceo Parker, St. Clair Pinckney, and Pee Wee Ellis, all names you should be familiar with. And something I also found surprising. So many of the tunes on this album were instrumentals, not what I was expecting. A couple of them are clearly backup tracks, sans vocals, which if you listen closely, you can hear Brown belting out the vocals and yelps. On these tracks, I really felt like I was right there in the studio amongst the musicians, as you're able to hear each of the musicians' contributions so clearly. On this program, you've heard me play a lot of tunes inspired by the dance The Chicken, probably because it was promoted by Rufus Thomas of Stax Records. If you've seen any of James Brown's performances, either live or on video film, you would know that he does all kinds of dancing during his show, one of which inspired the creation of the dance called The Popcorn. And of course, that prompted a whole string of songs, three variations of which make up our next set. Plus, a special treat, James Brown singing. Thank you.
hips up. And let the back one slip. Come on now. My potato popcorn. Do your thing. Jump back. Get in the swing. Twist. Do your slide. Then you shake your hips. And then you got the ride. Everybody know doing the mashed potato popcorn. Mashed potato popcorn. The brand new dance. Everybody doing it. Got you in a trance. You can't get yourself together. Baby, you got to be in a type of weather. If you're all right, you may all alone. Get yourself together. Take it down.
take it down now. Come on now. Take it down, baby. Take it down, baby. Take it down. Take it down. Bring it up.
This is the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we just explored the funky tunes played by the James Brown Review around 1969, related to the dance, the popcorn, which, according to legend, Brown created. Okay, so here's the popcorn dance backstory, or popcornitude, as it was called, the creation of the dance, the popcorn. The original popcorn tune was released back in January 1968, titled Bringing Up the Guitar, done by the Daps, and featured Alfred Ellis, better known as Pee-wee Ellis. The Daps were the all-white band Brown fronted on his gigantic hit, I Can't Stand Myself When You Touch Me. Brown started doing a little dance to the Bringing Up the Guitar tune on stage, and it caught on. He called the dance the popcorn, and in late August of 68, the band re-recorded the instrumental titled The Popcorn. And not wanting to lose out on a quick buck, Brown followed up that tune with more popcorn-related tunes, like the second tune, Popcorn with Feeling, which features most likely Maceo Parker on flute and Brown on the organ. You don't hear Maceo play that instrument too much, only on a couple of Brown's tunes. And we ended with Brown driving the band with his funky vocals singing the mashed potato popcorn, along with that cooking Maceo sax solo. Okay, so it's time to get back to the music with some funky versions of the tune Give It Up or Turn It Loose. Yeah.
I need the feeling.
this is the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon, where we just heard the funkified version of the James Brown tune, Give It Up or Turn It Loose, done by Brown, who was backed then by the original JBs, which, as you know, was the band made up of Bootsy Collins on bass, Catfish Collins on guitar, and Clyde Stubblefield on drums, driving that tune. And that band was also very much the key to updating the funk sound of James Brown going forward, even after they left. Prior to that, I merged two variations of the same tune, pre-JB's, to give you two different perspectives about that song, sans vocal and with Brown's vocal. I hope you found that as interesting as I did. So, if anyone could sing a funky heartbreak song, it would be James Brown, as you will see with this next tune.
Here I stand, just waiting in vain. My tears are falling down like rain. All my friends told me someday you'd make me cry. I said they were jealous, and it was just a lie. But here I stand, my broken heart. In orbit. Hey! Hey right now!
out of sight. Ha! A sweet death was it done. Always right. Hey, ha! All right. Always right. Sweet death, but all right now. I told you, a sweet death was it done.
This is the TGIF show on your Island Connection, KVSH Vashon. And that was the tune Top of the Stack, a wonderful big band funk tune. Before that, the tune You're Still Out of Sight. And we started off that set with the tune I'm Shook, a funky love song. All these tunes are from the It's a Mother album that Brown released back in 1969. Well, funksters, we've made it through another one of our funky musical adventures. I hope you enjoyed listening to these wonderful funky tunes, which you'd only have heard if you had the albums. I hope you can join me again next week for another fun adventure down the rabbit hole of funk music. To close out the show, I'm going to play another tune from the Ain't It Funky album, a tune called after you've done it. So, until next week, take care and remember, keep it funky.
Bye!